Greetings to you, my friends. You better be sitting down, as they say, when you listen to this tape, for it may be a bit more shocking. I was a schizophrenic with a capital S. One psychiatrist declared me to be one of the worst cases he had ever seen. Why do I tell you this? To show the mighty healing power of God. Now, for the benefit of those who have limited knowledge of schizophrenia, let me explain it to you. All mental disturbances are not demonic. A mental problem can be caused by a physical accident, by heredity, by chemical imbalance, and so forth. But I can say without fear of misdiagnosis that schizophrenia is indeed a demon possession problem. A psychiatrist can work for years and years on a schizophrenic and watch him grow worse, or subdue him in the end by drug medication with still no hope for a cure. Now let me explain how Satan produces schizophrenia in a human being. Satan is the most intelligent creature God ever created. He stood by the throne of God, a leader, followed and admired by all the angelic host. You know the story very well. He became envious of the supreme authority of God and staged a revolution. One third of the angelic host, creatures who, like humans, possess varying degrees of strength and intelligence, followed his deceptions. The army of rebellion was formed. And as the Bible describes it in Revelation chapter 12, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and Satan prevailed not. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now my purpose here is to reveal that as all armies are organized, Satan's army, with him being the most intelligent creature ever known, was indeed organized, and you better believe it still is. Shall we say, for clarity of human concept, Satan is the commander-in-chief of all his angelic forces. Under him are, as we describe it, generals, followed by a downline of officers of lesser and lesser rank. Now, with that picture in mind, let's take a look at schizophrenia. The word schizophrenia means split mind. In other words, two controlling personalities, and they are exact opposites, rejection and rebellion. And those two names are demonic demons of Satan. Each one has his officers of lesser rank. Now let's look at them. Rejection is the most powerful of the two, and schizophrenia always begins with rejection. The demons under this powerful leader produce a withdrawal type of personality, such as the demons of starvation of love, insecurity, inferiority, fantasy, unreality, fear of rejection, self-rejection, lust, self-pity, jealousy, sensitiveness, fear, and many more. Now the other powerful general which moves in, rebellion is his name, is the active, outward, controlling demon. He lashes out at those who have starved him of love. Some of the demons under him are stubbornness, self-will, bitterness, resentment, hatred, retaliation, and we could go on naming these active demons under rebellion. And the amazing thing is, the demons of rejection and rebellion switch control in a moment of time. So fast is this personality change that the schizophrenic is not always even aware of it. And now the punchline. The demons under both generals controlled my life so completely that I didn't even know who the real me was. And don't be deceived, as many people are, that schizophrenics wouldn't be that way unless they were just naturally people of low intelligence or even retarded. More than one psychiatrist told me that my IQ was above normal. Please, friends, I don't tell you that for prideful exaltation, God forbid. I just want you to see what false concepts exist in the demonic world. And I say now with deep regret and sorrow that you can just about name the sin, and I did it. Let me trace for you briefly now my life story. Not to glorify sin, again, God forbid that I should do that, but to show the great power of our Savior to deliver us from the captivity of the evil one. My mother was a schizophrenic. There was a time when I could say that only with a spirit of resentment and bitterness. But praise the Lord, today I can say that with love in my heart. Well, the bottom line is, she punished me severely and unfairly when the vicious demon of rebellion would take possession of her. As a small child, how could I understand the functioning of such things as schizophrenia and how to react to it? Consequently, deep feelings of maternal rejection gripped me. Then came feelings of anger and resentment over the unfair punishment. Well, as you may surmise, the demon of rebellion would rear his demonic head. Let me give you an example of the things that were taking place and developing into the full schizophrenic pattern of my life. My mother would punish me harshly for some little misdemeanor, sometimes putting me down in the dark basement and closing the upper staircase door. Then the demon of fear would plunge me into panic. I would creep to the top of the stairs, and she would open the door and order me back down. Then the demon of rejection would give way to the demon of rebellion. I determined to get even. Rebellion was growing stronger in my heart with every passing day. If my father spoke against smoking, I would say in my heart, I will smoke. If it were alcohol, the response within me would be, I will drink. Unbeknown to my parents at the age of 12, I began smoking. The devil didn't tell me that I would be hopelessly addicted to tobacco later on in life. I started stealing small items like beer and cigarettes and other small things. Again, Satan didn't tell me that I would be a hardcore criminal someday. I indulged in perverted sex behavior with my playmates. Once again, Satan didn't tell me I would be engaged in the most perverted sex imaginable later in life. So you see how subtle Satan can be. He starts you out with small, relatively harmless activities, and years down the road, when you realize the harm it's doing and you want to give it up, you can't. He has you hooked, and it's too late. If there are any young people listening to this tape who are experimenting with drugs, alcohol, tobacco, sex, or any other supposedly small sin, I can assure you the devil is smarter than you and I put together, and you won't get away with it. Remember, no one ever sat down to drink his first beer and declared, I plan to become an alcoholic. By this time, the demon hatred was doing a real good job in my heart. Even at this young age, I was really starting to hate people. As usual, I rebelled against any authority whatsoever and quit school. My father then chose what he felt one of the best academies in the Midwest, hoping they'd be able to help me. After a few miserable days with feelings of rejection and paranoia, I left there. After arriving home, I became angry with everyone and took off for the deep South. There I lived on the streets and got acquainted with some very unsavory characters. Finally, I returned home and declared I wanted to join the Army. My father didn't want to, but said if that was my final choice, he would sign for me. I ended up in Vietnam, where I saw man's inhumanity to man even more vividly. My heart was getting harder all the time, and feelings of indifference were beginning to overtake me. I was returned home by the Red Cross from Vietnam to see my mother on her deathbed. She passed away, and I accepted her death with a minimum of grief or emotion. And now, I headed out for the world. Friends, this is an unsavory story, a vicious story of rejection and rebellion, a story of hatred, anger, revenge, and bitterness. But praise the Lord, it ends to the glory of God. I got married. A beautiful little baby girl came into our lives, but the demons of schizophrenia destroyed that marriage, and I never saw my little girl for 12 years. Under an unloving mother, she too suffered feelings of great rejection. At this point, I didn't care about anyone or anything. Satan had me believing that if I didn't care about my own daughter, then why should I care about anyone else? Even my language, which was becoming foul to beyond description, was reflecting my hateful attitude towards life. Then followed years of growing unhappiness and despair, including four more marriages that all went on the rocks. I was getting to the point where I could commit adultery or hurt anyone or even steal from my best friend without any remorse or guilt whatsoever. After my first marriage failure, I entered the world of drugs. I began mildly with marijuana, and as addiction fastened itself, I moved into heavier and heavier drugs. After 17 years of heavy drug addiction, I can honestly say I have used just about every kind of drug you can name. LSD, cocaine, PCP, speed, and the list goes on and on. By this time, love for anyone or anything had disappeared. I rejected the thought that there was any love in the world at all. My heart had been completely taken over by the demon of hatred. Drug addiction and schizophrenia had made me unable to hold a job or even to accept help. I would find myself living on the street among the street people, the people of the night, the prostitutes, the drug addicts, the sex perverts, and the hardcore criminals. All became a normal way of life for me. This led me even deeper into a life of total demonic possession, which was marked by despair, depression, hopelessness, and finally, homicidal and suicidal tendencies. Let me give you just a little picture of my street life. My drug addiction drove me into the pit of sin, and though utterly revolting to recall the memories, I participated in nearly every kind of antisocial activity known, including sexual perversion, male prostitution, and every criminal activity you can think of, including robbery, as only the hardcore criminal knows it. Because of my lifestyle over the years, I have ended up in jail on numerous occasions. At one point, I was arrested for selling hard drugs, and at that time I had been doing such large quantities of LSD that they put me in a mental institution. I can honestly say that at that point, I had totally lost my identity and was without fear of contradiction, a total vegetable, totally useless to society. By this time, I had become totally filled with hate for everyone, and especially women, because of my experience in lost marriages and my mother's rejection. I could find no satisfaction in life of any kind. I was plunging deeper and deeper into misery and hopelessness. In one last bid for some kind of happiness, I was determined to go to the ultimate of what Satan had to offer. There wasn't anything I wouldn't do to find some pleasure in life. It got to the point where even movies, as violent as they are today, didn't satisfy my violent and hateful nature. I was completely taking on all the characteristics of Satan himself. The devil led me into Las Vegas, the ultimate of worldly pleasure and immorality. I can't begin to describe the world of gambling and its deceitful false happiness. Over a period of 10 years, I lost many thousands of dollars going for Satan's pot of gold. By this time, it was obvious to me that I had completely sold out to Satan. Every action, word, and thought completely reflected his character. I was at the point where I hated people more than I could even comprehend. I could see no possibility or hope of ever reclaiming my soul from him. The pleasures he gave me from having committed my life to him were always short-lived. Any periods of pleasure or joy that he would give me would always end in utter despondent misery. I was so addicted to gambling that I would sometimes bet $100 a hand at the blackjack table until I had lost every penny I had to my name. It was not uncommon for me to lose hundreds of dollars at a time. Satan had me to the point that I no longer had any control over any part of my life. Even if it meant throwing away hundreds of dollars at a time, I just couldn't say no to my addictive behavior. Drug addiction became worse. The attacks of the demons of schizophrenia became much heavier and more frequent. Filling my mind with their fantasies of torturing people, killing people, committing suicide, I had no longer any control over any of my thoughts whatsoever. Demons would even make me envious of those in the news who were committing heinous crimes against society. By this time, I had held approximately 50 jobs and was to the point of not being able to make any decisions whatsoever for myself. Even the decision to eat was a major project. Out of desperation, I finally ended up in California to have a psychiatrist tell me that I was so hopelessly schizophrenic that there was nothing he could do for me. So I once again ended up back in Las Vegas, trying to work, but without success. So I got back into selling drugs again. The periods of being able to cope at all with life were getting shorter and shorter, and I found myself once again in a mental hospital in California, suffering with depression, schizophrenia, and suicidal tendencies. But the only help they gave me was more drugs pumped into my body. After leaving the mental institution, I once again tried to work and do drugs at the same time. I finally got to that point in life where I knew there just wasn't any hope for the future at all. But like I said before, Satan had my soul. But you know, there must have been just a tiny ray of light from the Lord in my heart. I could talk about God, but the demons prevented me from praying to Him or from reading the Bible. I tried to pray and read the Bible, but I would always end up in total failure. I finally went to a church in Las Vegas to seek help. I was beginning to realize that my problem was demonic possession. It seemed that the things I was doing, I just didn't want to do. But I didn't seem to be able to control myself at all. The church I went to did not practice the casting out of demons. Such deliverance ministry was not part of their program. And they just couldn't understand why praying was not enough. So I walked away without help. I now became a total recluse, wanting to be completely isolated from people. Yet I was again forced to go to work at a gambling casino to earn enough money to pay for lodging and food while life lasted. Every penny beyond that went for gambling and drugs. And then sometimes I would sell drugs for extra money to keep me going or to buy more drugs. Then one day I decided as a last resort to call my father in one final bid for help. I said, "Dad, I'm either going to accept Jesus Christ or get out of this world." I called him because I knew he was acquainted with the casting out of demons. He was so happy to hear from me, but my statement was awesome and shocking to him. He just couldn't believe that I had finally made such a decision after 25 years of such heavy bondage to Satan. He was leaving for overseas in a matter of days, but he directed me to a group of the Lord's servants who knew how to cast out demons. I went to them. The demons tried everything possible to prevent me from going. They gave me success in gambling and even got me some free drugs. But when they saw that wasn't going to stop me, they tried to turn me back from my decision by making me feel it was hopeless. But my determination was strong, and I went anyway. For several weeks, these good people went to battle for me. Some 175 demons identified by name, including every single demon of schizophrenia, were cast out, plus legions of others. And here is something I have a hard time even yet to believe. I threw all my drugs and my cigarettes down the drain when I arrived there, and to this day, some 3 months later, I have never experienced one withdrawal symptom. How merciful the Lord is. Well, those demons are furious. They still try their best at times to recapture me, but I can handle it now. They are no longer in control. Praise the Lord. And let me say with all my heart, and I believe you will agree after listening to this account of demon possession, that if God can set me free, there is hope for you. Maybe you have a problem of demonic oppression that you haven't been able to handle. The reason I made this tape is that I wanted to unmask Satan. I wanted to show to whoever may listen to this tape that you don't have to believe his lies. You know, Satan is a liar and the father of it. The Bible declares that there is no truth in him. He started lying to us humans back in the Garden of Eden. He said to Eve, "Go ahead and disobey God. Eat the fruit. You won't die. You don't have to do what God says." But God told Eve she would die if she disobeyed him. And what he was saying basically, you have to either trust God and obey him and live, or trust Satan and obey him and die. Well, he's still running around telling that lie. Still running around telling everybody, go ahead and sin. You can get away with it. You won't die. Well, a lot of people are believing that, and I believed that for a long time. I thought, well, I can go ahead and sin. I can do the things that I'm doing. I can go ahead and have fun. But I know the results of sin makes you totally miserable. Oh, you may have a good time for a while, fun for a while, but it's only temporary. When I realized that and wanted to quit, when I wanted to start believing the truth and believe in God instead of Satan, he told me another lie. He told me, oh, you can't accept God now. It's too late. You've gone too far. It's impossible. You're bound up with me. You're bound up with my chains. He told me you can't quit smoking cigarettes. You can't quit wanting to commit crimes all the time. You can't quit taking drugs. You can't quit hating people. You can't quit feeling rejected, depressed, and suicidal. You're always going to want to commit suicide. There's just no way out. And that's what he told me. Well, friend, do you feel the same way? Do you feel you can't quit your cigarette habit or your drugs or your alcoholism? Do you feel like you can't give up that hate that you have for people? Do you feel like you're rejected and there's nothing you can do about it? Well, I'm here today to tell you that there is something you can do about it. You can't do it on your own. I can tell you that from my experience, which I've related here. For you have the same nature that Satan has. You were born with it, just like I was, the carnal nature. But there's one thing that God will not interfere with, and Satan cannot interfere with. It's your freedom of choice. That's what this battle is all about. It's a battle over your choice. Satan wants you to choose his way. and God wants you to choose His way. And that's what the conflict is all about, your choice. And you alone can make it. The outcome of the battle depends upon you. Satan would like to make you think that you can't make that choice. Oh, how he'd like to take that choice away from you if he could. But God won't let him. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, what does that mean? Friend, the truth is that there is somebody in this world who is more powerful than Satan, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is somebody in this world who won't lie to you. There is somebody in this world who will tell you that you do have a choice. Satan lied to me for years, told me that I didn't have a choice. He wanted me to believe that there was nothing I could do about it. Nobody on this earth will ever experience victory if they don't believe that victory is possible. And that's exactly what Satan's trying to tell us. It's just not possible to experience victory. But let me tell you that victory is possible for anybody that believes and asks God to deliver him. Remember, friends, that Satan always tries to force you to do his will. But God never forces you to do his will. A lot of people think that freedom is being able to do whatever they want. I'm free to smoke cigarettes if I want to. I'm free to drink alcohol. Or I'm free to do drugs. But is that really freedom? If you want to know if you're really free, try not doing those things. Try giving up cigarettes or alcohol or drugs. You'll find out real fast that you're not really as free as you thought you were. So would you like to be set free? You can do it the same way I did it. You can just ask God to set you free. Right now, Satan may have your will. He may have you chained up so that you're doing things that you don't really want to do, things that you'd like to be set free from. But he's got you believing that it's just impossible. But it isn't impossible. Remember, if you know the truth shall set you free. Well, friend, God gave me a beautiful gift. He gave me my will back. Suddenly one day I made a choice to follow him, and I chose to allow him to set me free from all those things that I didn't really want to do, but that I was doing anyway. And at the same time, Satan was telling me that it was impossible not to do them. God gave me that wonderful gift, which was my will. He took it away from Satan, and he gave it back to me. But God gave me back my will to choose. And now every day I can get up in the morning and I can choose whether I want to serve God and have eternal life or whether I want to serve Satan and end up with his reward. Would you like to enjoy that same choice? Would you like to be able to wake up in the morning and choose whether you want to live forever or not? Well, you can. Has Satan told you that it's impossible? Has he got you believing that lie? You don't have to believe that lie anymore, friend, because I'm living proof that it is a lie. I am living proof that you can be set free, that you no longer have to be bound up with those chains that Satan so cleverly binds you up with over the years. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author finisher of your faith. He can not only give you your will back, but he can change you so you do not have to live the life that Satan has tried to force you to live. And then he will finish the job by changing you so you will not even want to live that kind of life. When once you have made the choice to allow God to give you your will back, then you will be well on your way to allowing God to be the author finisher of your faith. So remember, friend, there is one thing that Satan will never tell you, because he's a liar and there's no truth in him. He will never tell you how much God loves you. He will never tell you that there is nothing that you can do that will ever make God give up on you. You cannot sink so deep into sin that God is not able and willing to reach down and pick you up and clean you off and start you on the road to recovery. And that's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to reach down and pick you up from the bottom of that pit that you may have sunk into. And He wants to give you a new life. He wants you to experience the joy of being loved. He wants you to experience the joy of serving a master that will never hate you, will never lie to you, and that will love you forever. If the lie that Satan is telling is true, that you can go too far so that it's impossible to get back to God, that you can sink so deep that God will lose His love for you and not want you back into His family, then I wouldn't be making this tape right now. I'd still be out there wallowing in despair in the depths of sin, and I'd still be believing the lies that Satan was telling me. But it's not true. I found out that there is nothing that any man can possibly do that would make God stop loving him and turn away from him. It's not God that turns away from you, friend. It's you that turns away from God. When you realize that, then you will realize that it is possible to have a daily walk with Him, and with His power, you can have the victory over Satan. And if this tape will even bring one person to Christ, if even one person can walk up to me in the kingdom of heaven and tell me that it was my tape that started him on his journey to heaven, then my entire life of misery and bondage will have been worth it. And now, dear friend, do you need help? You don't have to be a schizophrenic to need help. Do you have a heavy problem that affects your personality as well as those around you, and you haven't been able to get away from it? Or perhaps a severe emotional problem that you have not been able to conquer? Well, God has devout servants whom He is using to cast out these demons. So why not pick up your phone and dial area code 503-673-2223, or write to Intercessors, Oak Knolls Estates, that's OAKKNOLLS Estates, 90 North River Drive, Roseburg, Oregon, zip code 97470. Yes, friend, there is help for you. May God bless you, is my prayer.